Penguin Random House Audio presents The Beauty of What Remains, How Our Greatest Fear Becomes Our Greatest Gift. This is the author, Steve Leader. Prologue. My first funeral as a rabbi was for a 25-year-old named Ricky who died of AIDS-related illness. I was 27, fresh out of the seminary, earnest, eager even, as I knocked on the door of the modest home of his parents, Joe and Irina, for what clergy call an intake meeting. Joe led me to the formica kitchen table where he and Irina sat beside two cups of cold black coffee in a dirty ashtray. Eyes swollen, tired, and wary, they smoked in silence and sized me up. I offered some platitudes and the obligatory, "I'm so sorry." Then I noticed the tattooed numbers on their left arms. Auschwitz. They smoked and stared a little longer until I broke the silence to ask about Ricky. Irina answered each question with a few words, took a drag, and waited for the next. Joe said nothing. They were each suspended in some distant, surreal dimension of time. Broken long ago, they were broken again. Their suffering commingled with ash. Such a young, inexperienced rabbi, only 2 years older than their dead son. I must have seemed yet another insult to their injury. They knew, and I knew, I had nothing to offer, and nothing to say. During my more than three decades tending to more than 1,000